Until Jesus has finished his priestly office in the heavenly sanctuary and lay off his priestly attire and put on his most kingly robes and crown to ride forth on the cloudy chariot to thresh the heathen in anger and to deliver his people. The threshing of the heathen is at the end of the world, and Gideon's name, Thresher, is symbolizing the role that God's people play in this final confrontation with the wicked. Isaiah 41, verse 10 and 16 through 16. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded, and they shall be as nothing, and they shall that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shall not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, say the Lord, and thy Redeemer, O Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains, and beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them, and thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah 41, 10 through 16. God's people are going to be the threshing instrument. Gideon's name means thresher. Notice that they're going to thresh the mountains. This is a spiritual and a religious battle that's under discussion between true and false worship. And it's going to be the worm of Jacob that is used to finish this. I mean, how insignificant is a worm? Jacob the worm, describing that those in Jacob that finish this work, once again, they are the least in the Father's house. Brothers and sisters, this is not a minor theme in Bible prophecy. This is a major theme. It's the halted, the lame, those that have never sought position that Gideon is representing, that the Lord uses when the heathen are threshed at the end, in the time of his vengeance, in the time that he treads the winepress, in the time of the harvest. Continuing on, and I know that we're doing a lot of reading on this subject, but this sets the context for the further chapters of Judges. Now, this passage here is from Jeremiah 51, and I'm going to take some selected verses, and I'll give them to you at the end. There's just too much information in here to